If all you ever think about is the things of the flesh, that's all you think about, that is your entire mindset, he says, don't tell me you're a Christian. Tell God you're a Christian. And explain why you don't match up with Scripture.
Welcome to the Give Me Truth podcast. Today's devotional is with Jason Harris.
God's enemies. It's very easy to think that we're just good people who sometimes do bad things. But Romans chapter 8, verse 5 through 8, teach that we are not just good people who do bad things, but human beings are fundamentally God's enemies. Let's go ahead and read the text, and then we'll look through it. Romans 8, verse 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." We see in this text the simple truth that humankind are God's enemies. We are not just people who have made mistakes. We begin life as enemies of God. And the simple truth we see in verse 5, he says, "For they that are after the flesh," that's talking about an unsaved person, an unregenerate person. He says, "They do mind the things of the flesh." That word mind is the concept of being, of having a mindset. Their whole mindset is after the flesh. That is the way they think. He says, "But they that are after the Spirit," that's a believer, "do mind the things of the Spirit." Their mindset is entirely different from that of an unsaved or unregenerate person. And what is the difference? What is the difference? The only difference is what we saw last segment in verse 4, that the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in that person. They have Christ's righteousness. That's the only difference between the unsaved person and the saved person. They are justified. And we need to see today the simple truth that man without God is dead. There is a fundamental difference between a lost person and a saved person. It is not just semantics. Sometimes when we're dealing with, particularly with younger people, people in our age group and even younger, it's easy to think of them as just struggling and not really shades of gray. But listen, a person who is not saved does not have the Spirit of God living inside of you. Their mindset is not after the Spirit. How do we expect them to understand the things of the Spirit? It doesn't even make sense. The unregenerate man won't understand spiritual things. It doesn't make sense to them. Why? Because the Spirit doesn't even live in them. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them." He doesn't get it. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned, or discerned by the Spirit of God who lives in the believer. And when in verse 5 he says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit," he's saying, listen, if all you ever think about is the things of the flesh, and that's all you're excited about, and that's all you think about, that is your entire mindset, he says, don't tell me you're a Christian. Tell God you're a Christian. And explain why you don't match up with Scripture. In verse 6 he says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." The difference between fleshly existence and spiritual existence is the difference between life and death, heaven and hell. Walking in the Spirit is not a game, it's not a joke. Verse 6 clearly lays out the result of a carnal, fleshly life. It is death. But a spiritually minded life leads to life. and peace. And he explains why. He says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. We are not just good people who have made some mistakes. We are enemies of God. He says, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. He says, they don't obey the law. In fact, they can't. They don't get it. Never make the mistake of thinking that an unsaved person's problem is that they don't have an intellectual understanding. It's more than intellectual. It is spiritual. They have rejected God. They are dead in sin. They are enemies of God. And it is a spiritual work to bring them to life. It takes the Spirit of God to enlighten them, to change them. That is a supernatural work. That's not something I can argue you into. The Spirit of God has to teach it to you. And listen, here's where the rubber meets the road for a believer. He says in verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, as an unsaved person, there's no chance that you could possibly please God. But as a believer, you now have the capability, you are indwelled by the Spirit, you have the capability of walking in the Spirit. But he gives a warning, in the flesh you cannot please God. As Dr. Tom Farrell once said, you can do anything in the flesh that you can do in the Spirit, except please God. God is not impressed with our service and what we do for Him and all of the ways we try to earn His favor or His love or His respect. He wants us to walk in the Spirit.
This podcast is a ministry of GiveMeTruth.net.